Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services. Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is David Linden.
Hello again.
And we really are having a wonderful conversation with Erin Binkowski, who's the community educator at the Alzheimer's Association of Long Island, and Dr. Alan Mezarek, who is a neurologist and a member of the board. And we were going to just be touching on some of the things, which is facts and figures for Alzheimer's and prevention, which is, you know, I mean, and it's amazing that, I mean, it's a half hour and it goes quick, but there's so much stuff to be understood. And my point is call 311 or call, which is the town's, we have all the information, or call the Alzheimer number, which is 800-272-3900. And the point is, if there's a question for you, for somebody in your family, for somebody in the neighborhood, that you say, guess what, I see Mrs. So-and-so in the morning, and the last couple of months, she's forgetting who I am, she forgot what the key is, or something like, simple stuff. You give them the number, say, listen, why don't you make a phone call, or you tell their children, you know, I think mom's starting to slip. It's nothing insulting. Mm-hmm. If you say it insulting like your mother's crazy, that's another story. But you turn around and say, listen, and most people would respect that and appreciate you looking out for them. But now we're going to go back to facts and figures.
Yeah, well, before the break, there was a question of, are the numbers going up? And unfortunately, yes. Right now, the Alzheimer's Association just put out the most recent facts and figures in terms of statistics of the disease. And in New York State alone, they estimate that there's about 400,000 New Yorkers currently with Alzheimer's disease, and that number is expected to go up by 15% if we don't get a handle on this by 2025. So it's not that far off.
That's a huge number,
15%. Yeah, it's a huge number, number. So
we wouldn't be happy with a 10% decline, but a 15% increase.
Right.
It's staggering.
Yeah, so we're making strides with other diseases, and the rates of other diseases are on the decline to a certain extent. But with Alzheimer's, it's kind of going in the opposite direction. But there's so much to understand and learn. So
with prevention. Are there medicines? I mean, you get diagnosed with certain things nowadays that you turn around and say, yeah, it's going to be an inconvenience for 6 months, for a year, whatever it is, and you'll get over the hump and on you go. Is there anything comparable for an Alzheimer's person?
So I regret to say that there's not a single drug out there that actually works to prevent the disease or even to eradicate the disease or modify the disease. We have some drugs that people are probably familiar with that are there that can help temporarily improve memory. Drugs like Aricept and Namenda, these are the most common ones that are available. But they don't work on the disease process. They work on some chemicals in the brain and enhance those chemicals in order to help maintain memory for a period of time, not for a very long period of time.
Now, those two that you just mentioned, is that over the counter for somebody?
No, those are prescription. Those are prescription.
You don't have to repeat them.
And I'm not going to mention any over the counter prep because there's no proof that any of them can help. But we can do certain things in our lifestyle that we have been known, have shown that they can at least delay the onset of the disease and help us prevent the disease to some degree. I use the word prevent in quotes because we're not really preventing the disease, we're preventing symptoms of the disease. So for example, and we talked about sleep before.
Right.
Now sleep is probably the most important thing that we can do for our brains, getting enough sleep. And the average is about 7 hours of sleep a night. Most of us, and as we get older, it gets to be more of a problem. Most of us don't get enough sleep. We are a sleep-deprived nation. And in fact, the number one cause of memory loss, forget about Alzheimer's, number one cause of memory loss in the United States is lack of sleep. So it's important for us to get enough sleep. The second thing is diet. We all eat a terrible diet. We don't eat, I'm including myself in this, by the way. And we should eat what is called a Mediterranean-style diet. The Alzheimer's Association has endorsed this as well. And that is a diet that's rich in fish, in certain vegetables, grains, nuts, you know, the so-called good fatty acids, and a small amount of meat and chicken protein. Really try to reduce the carbs intake that we all love so much, Thank God there's no Dunkin' Donuts around here. Otherwise, there would be, I'd be over there, not at the show. So we have to try to avoid the carbs. The third thing that we have to do is exercise. And again, we have to all convince ourselves to do this in the morning or at night, whenever we feel it's most convenient. But we should do both physical exercise and mental exercise. There was a question raised about brain games, brain exercises. Yes, they do help in certain ways. They're not a panacea, but they do help maintain brain function. But as we discussed in the break, the best thing that we can do for ourselves is to talk to one another, actually go out with friends, family, and interact, because we've become a society of isolationists, basically.
Right.
We are doing everything ourselves, and we, you know, technology allows us not to leave the house. You don't have to leave your house. If you want to order your, you know, go shopping, you can order online. If you want to do anything, you can stay in your house and do it, and that's not good for our brains. So we have to get out there and interact with people, and that's that interaction that's the best exercise of all. So those are the three things: sleep, okay. Sleep, exercise, and diet.
Actually, you know, it's a big plus for, especially on Long Island, that I see it within the town of North Hempstead, and I'm sure Nassau and Suffolk, is the senior centers and the community centers that have sprung up more and more. I mean, when I was growing up, my mother did. There was no, we were Catholic, so you had the Rosary Society, which was not the same as a daily community center where you could go and meet and play any different kind of game, but just saying, just have a conversation. Right. You had lunch with somebody. There's 8 or 9 people around the table every day at lunch in Great Neck. Whereas to have a sandwich at home and watch TV, you're really not doing something for yourself. And I pushed that for, you know, years ago, going into these assisted livings, I was against it because I took care of my grandmother, with my mother, and my grandfather. I think it's the best thing in the world. You have to get them out. And even with the young kids, when my daughter had a baby, she was putting them in daycare. I was like, what? My wife stayed home. That's the best thing also for a young guy, because they're interacting. They're learning what is right and what's wrong, but at home you don't. But the interaction, and fortunately North Hempstead, with Clinton G. Martin, with the amount of stuff that Project Independence does, there's no reason for a senior to sit home day after day. I mean, it's a personality, unfortunately, you can't get a person to say, you know, come on and come out. But
And the Alzheimer's Association has a great number of programs. One of them is called the Memory Cafe, where people come out and they go to particular restaurants and they get together and they discuss things.
This is the Memory Cafe. I read about that. That was in Newsday, right? Like a year ago?
Yeah, we do it throughout the year at different locations.
And I didn't realize this was the affiliation with the Memory Cafe. Yeah. I mean, Alzheimer's organization.
Yeah, we have Alzheimer's Association. There are other organizations that do Memory Cafes as well.
Not as good as yours.
Our food is better.
We partner up with. We're really trying to collaborate with other organizations. My message when I go into the community and I tell caregivers and families is, really take whatever you can get. Go to every organization. You know, take part in everything. You know, we all offer different things, and if it's out there and it's available, don't limit yourself. Do whatever you can. So if it's more than one organization doing a memory cafe, go to them all. I mean, I know for us, what we do, all of our programs and services are free. So our memory cafes, we're doing a big legal and financial planning conference at the end of the month. So on Sunday, March 31st, from 8:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the Plainview Holiday Inn, what we're doing is one of our big campaigns is early detection, early diagnosis, so that you can plan early.
Okay.
And one of the things that we really emphasize to family members is putting all of those legal and financial plans in place as soon as possible while a person who has a diagnosis is still in a position to make decisions for themselves. But how do you do that? What do you do? What are the documents that you need? The Alzheimer's Association, what we've done is we coordinate. We have wonderful attorneys that volunteer for our organization.
Okay.
And they're coming, and people, it's a free event, and it'll be elder law attorneys, and we have a CPA also who'll be giving information for families, caregivers, whomever, about the documents that you need to put in place, about guardianships and paying for long-term care and possible tax benefits for a caregiver. We're coming up to tax time, So what are some of the deductions and tax breaks that caregivers are entitled to?
Right.
And we have these professionals that are providing this information for free for the community. So we're looking to support people from a number of different directions. And I just tell people, take whatever you can get. Investigate it all. Certainly,
do you have a flyer for this by any chance?
I do. Okay. Yeah, we have it. Yep.
Aaron, yeah. the New York State Comptroller's Office a couple of years ago. They spoke about getting your affairs in order and just sitting down mm-hmm. with pencil and paper or computer and listing all the things where your assets are, who your support people, who's your attorney, who's your accountant, where do you have the car fixed, all of that. Mm-hmm. I did that.
I mean, we all should be doing it, yeah. ideally. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, these are plans that it behooves everybody to make for their lives, but especially if you have a diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease or any disease causing dementia, it is really important for the person to be able to put their plans in place while they still have that capacity to do so. Yeah. Otherwise, you open up a whole nother...
Otherwise, I'm a financial advisor. Yeah. There's war.
Oh, yeah.
Because mommy sure. said this. No, she didn't. She told right. me yeah. that. And everybody right. else says she told me the other thing. And then I've seen it. I often turn around and say, if people, once they pass away, could come back for 2 or 3 weeks later and see the mess they left. Mm-hmm. Because... Yeah. You know your kids.
Right.
You know the one that's going to be a schmuck, and that's the end of it.
Now, right.
yeah.
get it squared away in advance.
Absolutely.
Do the right thing.
Absolutely.
It's not, but people don't want to face the reality of it. That's a right. shame of
yeah.
it.
Yeah. I did that, but never realizing that it had a benefit, as you're saying, beyond.
Oh yeah.
Beyond right. taxes and legal stuff, it's. You're
yeah.
involved. And every reviewing it every once in a while. Like,
yes.
Oh, well,
make sure it's updated. Yeah.
Yeah,
things, absolutely.
And I would recommend people to go to this, but if you're not going to this, the one thing that's the most important thing is communication.
Yeah.
What your wishes are one thing. Mm-hmm. Don't spring it on the kids when you're gone. Mm-hmm. You know, you talk in advance and say, I want to give Alan this, I want to give Aaron this, I want to give David that. Here's my reasoning behind it. Okay, Ma, that's what you want to do. It makes sense.
And that's true of healthcare as well. Advanced directives, mm-hmm. talking with your doctor, talking with, first with your family, and then giving your doctor a copy of either a living will or
right,
your advanced directives. Because you don't want to have any surprises, mm-hmm. God forbid. You don't want to have things done against your wishes. You have to make clear what you want and what you need and discuss it with. And you're right, most of us don't want to think about it. Most
right.
of us just don't want to go there. But it's unfortunate, but we have to think about it.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, but you did it. Actually, we're basically out of time. It's amazing.
Wow.
I
want to
thank you both for coming.
Thank
and
you.
Give the flyer, you know, so we'll talk about
yeah.
it for the next 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
To push for that event. It's in the Plainview Hotel.
Plainview Holiday Inn.
Plainview Holiday Inn.
Yep.
I can't remember
when. March 31st, which is Sunday morning,
8:30 to 1 o'clock. Mm-hmm. 1:30.
Free event.
It's a
brunch
free event.
Will be served. Yep.
And you always put out the food.
Lucky.
They come.
Yes.
Brunch
well,
will
now
be
I'm
served.
Coming.
Definitely. Exactly.
You want to get senior citizens?
Exactly.
Terrific.
Just
Alan and Aaron, right. I want to thank you very much. Right. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.